Quranic snapshots, illustrated reflections on an ayah a day, and a structure to support your own Quran journaling. Just 17, and today's verse is from Surah Anbiya, ayah 35. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً. We will test you with good and ill as a trial. When Allah tests us, what does He want to see? Islam is here to help us reach our full potential as human beings, and by testing us, Allah wants to see that we are trying to become the best that we can be. Allah says in this verse that He will test us with both ill and good. When we think of being tested by Allah, it's probably easier to think of things like illness, death, or poverty. But Allah says that good things are a test for us too. When things go our way, do we remember to thank Allah? Do we use our good health to do good things for others? Do we share our good food with those who are hungry? It's so easy to forget that good things are also to test us, to use the things that He has given us in good ways. Looking at the word fitna, Allah says He will test us, fitnata. I was fascinated to find that one of its meanings is the process of putting metals into fire to melt them. When the metals are melted, the pure parts of it can be separated from the waste parts of it. So fitna is a burning to melt things like gold, so the pure parts of it can easily be separated from the bad parts. Similarly, Allah puts us through tests, sometimes difficult, burning ones, so that we can be purified. Our worth to Allah is greater than gold, and being tested helps us to reach our full potential as human beings. Just like gold is easily and beautifully moulded under the process of fitna, we too can think about how the situations we are in, both good and ill, can change us for the better. Let's pick out some of the key words to help us remember and record this passage. Shar, meaning evil or ill, and fitna, test. Having little doodles helps us to remember the words better. You can choose any image that helps you. I've got a thumbs down for shar and a test paper and gold for fitna. Lay yours out however you like. I like to record the juz number as a title at the top, and I like to write the verse in both Arabic and English. Down here I've got our key words to help me remember the verse. The most important part, I think, is a space for you to write your own reflection, what the verse means to you. And the intention part is for our own personal takeaway, a practical step that we can make to apply it. Maybe when we find ourselves in a difficult situation, we can think about how we're going to use it to become closer to what Allah wants us to be. So go ahead and jot down today's passage however you like, remembering to put in your keywords and little doodles to make it easier to remember. It would be amazing if we can use this space to inspire each other. Share your Quranic notes in the comments below, and inshallah, we can all learn together.